Hi, I'm Ken Carroll. These recordings are provided by ChinesePod.com.
This is a Learning 2.08 conference podcast. This and all conference conversations recorded live in September 2008.
In a three-hour workshop, it's really hard to, you know, get a lot of people focused because they want to do a big story, a small story, what's a story, etc. So I found often the best way to help people understand a good way to tell a story is to show like a really bad example. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe this one. So this is one I found on the web. It's Cinderella as told in PowerPoint. And you'll understand. So you get bullet points. Okay, feels like a story. You get more bullet points. Then you get a really bad sort of inscrutable boxy diagram. You get more bullet points. You get graphs. You get this. You get this. You get this. You get, and it goes on and on and on. So this is kind of a fun thing. There's also the PowerPoint version of the Gettysburg Address, which is all very humorous, etc. So actually, that's you're supposed to laugh at that. I'm getting kind of giggles here. So I'm feeling a little bit flat on my material. But often, what I try to do is to come up with some ways, some prompts for people to come up with something they could do in a story. And I want people to focus on small things. So, childhood pets, favorite places you went to, most adventure. Well, you guys are full of adventurous things, the places you've lived, etc. And then when you do this, ideally you want something that's going to lend itself to be able to find pictures to go with your story, because we're not just writing stories in text. So, you know, if I said, you know, as an example, you know, what my story is, you know, I really, you know, I'm fascinated with Africa. I've never been there, so that's my story. But I really want to go on a safari, so, you know, I decide I'm going to go to Kenya, and then, you know, and then I'm thinking, and I'm going to see elephants up close. I'm going to know I'm going to find pictures of elephants or tigers or lions, etc. And then, you know, there's things about camping out at night, all sort of, you know, typical safari things, which I have no idea what really is like, because I still want to do it. And then my story is, you know, when I come home, I start to realize I'd gone, you know, thousands of miles out of this experience. And they're like, there's all this thing I don't even know about the place I live at home. So that's a little story. Maybe five bullet points is what you want to come up with a workshop. And really the hard point is just figuring out what you want to do. Some people don't always, like, work well starting with a story from text. So I have a link to some Flickr searches that come up with pictures that might be a good story idea. So there's ones about keywords for sunrise, road, grandmother, things that could generate an idea for a story starting with a picture. The good thing about that is if you do that, you already have your first piece of media with your picture. So basically, I want people in this workshop to sort of come up with just a rude bullet point framework for a story. I'm condensing this three-hour workshop down into like 10 minutes so I can get on to the other things. So yell at me if I'm talking too fast, but I'll probably keep on talking. Next thing is you got to find the things, the media for your story. So more or less, I have a moderately long list of different resources about places you can go to find images, video, etc., audio that you can use in your story. Now, my thing is, I tell my workshop is, what I don't want to see you folks doing is going to images.google.com and doing a search, because you'll find images, but it's not always clear that you can use them. So I talk a lot about Creative Commons, etc., and then invariably half the room does that anyhow. But I make my pitch, use stuff that has been set aside for material that you can use. And then we get actually to the meat of the story. So I'm not actually going to go through these. I'm going to fly down this list. How's it going, Jordan?
I think I got Jordan.
Okay. Let's get Jordan a hand.
Get Jordan.
Feels like a Monday, right? Bunch of slide share building tools. So places you upload images, you can attach music, etc., to create sort of a linear-based slideshow. And a bunch of these, I never heard of these. One True Media? Who's heard of that? Rock You? You know, these things just came out of the woodworks. There's a few of them that actually work with the stuff you can upload into Flickr, and it converts them into, breathe, it converts them into sort of content you can actually just publish quickly on the web. Then there are a few sort of tools that are based on timelines, so it allows you to build interactive timelines. And often, obviously, a story lends itself to being laid out on time. And there's a few in there. I really like X Timeline. It's a really neat timeline tool. What I call mixer tools, which are just things that allow you to mix different forms and media into one. sort of package and tell a final story. There's sort of tools allow you to make comic strips or things that look like comic books out of your own photos, and some really powerful tools for that. And I know I'm going way too fast. Collage tools. There's a bunch of map-based tools because you can tell stories by maps. A bunch of Flickr stuff. And it goes on and on and on. So often people are asking me, well, what's the best one? And I don't have an answer. They're all interesting. And you sort of have to get an outline for your story and try to figure out what might possibly work. When I was doing this in a workshop, I realized after I had started, when I got down to about 25, it's like, oh shoot, I can't just like list these. I gotta know how to use them because I'm gonna have to help people use them. So my brilliant idea was, I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna tell the same story with every different tool. So
very cool.
I have a story about my dog that I did originally as a video. Oh look, iTunes came up. That's a good sign. That means you're talking to my computer. So I have a 60-second video I had done for another project. So I already had the pictures, I had the audio that I needed for the story. And what I've actually done is I've told the same story 57 times. And believe me, by the time I got down to 25, 30, I was really sick of my story. But pretty much. And the interesting thing was that a lot of them allow you to publish something that you can link to. So you can build a story on a website, and you can put the link into it to your course materials, etc. But almost two-thirds of them offer this thing called embed, which means when you publish your story, like on YouTube, it creates a little block of code that you can copy-paste, and you can paste it into your own web pages. And that way the content gets embedded into your content, and you don't have to go off to some other site to do it. And that opens things up quite interestingly, because you can put context around all your content. So if you're really interested, you can hear my dog story 50 times. Please stop. Does anyone want to hear my dog story?
Yeah, at least once. Sure.
Okay. Actually,
do your favorite one.
Now I'll play the original. I'll play the original video. And my sound.
I was in between. Fiercely in between. Had money saved up some time, so I went west. A roommate called. Someone found a runaway dog, Domino, named Barry for the dams of a sharp position, malnourished, skittish, afraid of a raised hand. We walked in the woods, she always following a few yards away, my buddy. One day we drove farther and walked in the autumn leaves, met an old friend. We chatted for 15 minutes and I turned around. She was gone. Hours running up and down the trail, crying at her name. I was worthless. I could take care of myself, but no one else worthless. Darkness. I would camp out, return the next day and look for her. I would do that every day until I found her. Every day. I cried back to the car. There she was waiting for me. My awareness became a circle of responsibility more than just myself. We drove across the country, had adventures, dug up setting plans, and new companions. We parted permanently, but I never forgot what I learned that day in the woods.
So if you couldn't hear, very quickly, I took in a runaway dog. We went hiking in the woods. She disappeared on me. I cried. I came back to my car. There she was. She drove across the country with me, and that was it. End of story. So I have that story 50 different times.
Can we see?
Okay, sure. Let's think. Let's see which one is a good one.
What did you use to create it?
That original one was just done, I think, in iMovie. They had this contest a couple years ago called the 60-second story, and it's really hard to do a 60-second story. The first time I did it, I was about 4 minutes. it's you know, it takes a lot more time to create a shorter piece of work. So, and in the end, I start speaking really fast because I'm trying to get in the last 5 seconds. So, let's see. I'll show you the VoiceThread one, and we'll see how this one shows up. Again, VoiceThread is really interesting because when you publish these things, other people can visit your story and they can add their own piece of audio to it. Yeah?
Can I ask, do you have the VoiceThread? Do you use the education solution or just the...
I can't remember. I did it last year. I think I did get the whatever's above from the basic version.
So have your kids actually got their own VoiceThread account, or they just use yours if they...
I'm not a teacher. I'm not a teacher. I'm not. No. Sorry, did you leave? It's okay. Oh, I just lost my cred here. It's okay. All right, so voice chat is being a bit long to load. Yeah, okay, well, let me try...
I'm one at a time.
Yeah, let me try one of the comic ones.
Yeah, thank you.
Not Zones, not Comic Sketch, not Kerpoof. Comics is pretty good. Let's try this one. Wiki Spaces is really slow here. Is that just me?
It's China.
It's actually amazing that it's working.
I know.
Last year it wasn't working at all.
You're going to help by logging in.
Yeah, sorry.
So this is actually the one that's going to be, maybe that wasn't the wisest choice to go to the embedded one. I really like Wiki Spaces when it works. So this is one, does anybody use the application Comic Life? It's a desktop program. I think I got the right one. This one works, it produces the same kind of content. And it's looking really impressive so far. But more or less, you can upload your own images to the website, and I think you can actually pull them directly from Flickr. And then more or less, you pick the images that you want to use, and it puts them into a frame, and it makes it look just like a comic book layout. You've got your choice of different sort of panels that it can be. Like, it can be, you know, two on the bottom, three in the middle, two on the bottom. And then when you type in your captions, it kind of does the comic book font. We're at 0%.
So
okay.
It's just like Toondoo then.
Yeah, it's similar to Toondoo. Toondoo is pretty good. There's a lot of things you can do with Toondoo. Some of them, the comic tools, you're kind of limited to three panes. One of them called Gnomes is kind of, it's really easy to do. It does kind of like the flat 2D sort of avatar sort of looking cartoons. But if you go to the website, there's a lot of like questionable content. So you may not want to send your kids to that one.
Yeah.
And Kerpoof was coming in somewhat interesting.
Oh.
What happened? I think we lost the iPod.
Yeah.
So eventually, this is a... And again, this is actually coming from this comics website, but I've embedded it into my own web page. So, more or less... There's the same thing. I kind of did a freeform layout. I didn't use the different panes that it did, but these images just came, I believe, from I had uploaded them to Flickr, and then for each one, I selected the caption that I wanted to write, and it did the very comic booky looking sort of layout, and then it divides it into pages. This is a really fun way to put together content. I mean, PowerPoint is one thing, but to sort of do, a comic style layout. Now, I read comic books as a kid, but there's this whole art to doing comics. And I can, go on. Well, I will talk a little bit about Scott McCloud and comics. So,
is it easy to print those?
Easy to print those. Probably not, because they're flash. So if I was going to do that, I'd be probably doing some screen captures. Good question, though.
Morning.
How are we doing?
Not so well.
Not so well. It's okay.
I got it to the main screen, but it's just not recording.
Okay. Well, I made a lot of mistakes, so it's a good thing.
So we went back to...
Anyhow, I just want to introduce you to that as sort of a project that got me really interested in using web tools for storytelling. How many people use storytelling to some degree? It's a pretty broad thing what you define as a story. And I kept it specifically broad in my thing, because it is, personal story is one thing, but in some sense, doing a presentation somewhat is doing a story. I mean, you have an arc, you want to get to a presentation, a big smashing conclusion where everybody goes, oh, right? I guess I'm not doing that. It's working! Woo, Jordan!
Yeah, Jordan!
Let's hear it for persistence. Okay, we're live. Anyhow, I'm going to shift into another thing, because I've had this interest in sort of telling stories. I'm very interested in doing it with pictures. And I have a colleague who does a whole workshop on sort of comics, web comics. There's this whole genre of comics and telling stories through a comic format. And he does this workshop that's called activity called Five Card Nancy. And it's actually based on the work of this real comic named Scott McCloud. He's got this book called Understanding Comics. And it's all about the comic form and how content is represented and sort of the whole, how things are communicated through the comic format, where you've got things that happen between the frames and there's a lot of theory behind the setup. Anyhow, McCloud has this activity he does. Does anybody remember that? I'm going to date myself. The old Nancy cartoon?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How many people really liked it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Thumbs down in the back. It was okay. It was kind of corny, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyhow. But McCloud does this great thing. He's got this activity in his book called Five Card Nancy. And this has nothing to do with computers. So what he does is you get copies of the old cartoons. You can find them online. And you take the five panels of Nancy and you cut them up and you turn them into playing cards. And then you have this game where you're dealt five different Nancy panels. They're from different comic strips, so they're mixed up in your hand. And what you have to do is play them in turn, and each person has to build on the previous person's play to build sort of a meaningful story out of these cards that kind of are randomly shuffled, which is kind of interesting. It's a simple activity. So this site actually took that activity and they put it online. So fast this one comes up. Now these are going to be way too small to see, so...
This and all Learning 2.08 podcasts are released under a Creative Commons 3.0 share alike license. To learn more about the Learning 2.08 conference, visit our website at learning2cn.ning.com.